Thanks for tuning in to the Drive On podcast, where we are focused on giving hope and strength to the entire military community. Whether you're a veteran, active duty, guard, reserve, or a family member, this podcast will share inspirational stories and resources that are useful to you. I'm your host, Scott DeLucio, and now let's get on with the show. Hey everybody, welcome back to the Drive On podcast. When faced with challenges and disappointments, most kids don't have the tools to handle those situations. And as a result, they often get down on themselves or completely give up on themselves, developing beliefs that can hold them back for the rest of their lives. And today, my guest is Renee Thornborough, and she helps children develop mindsets and skills for resilience, self-esteem, and confidence so that they can handle the ups and downs of growing up and reach their fullest potential in all areas of their life. And with so many military children dealing with frequent moves, their parents being deployed to dangerous areas, these kids need to know how to deal with the difficult situations that they're going to face in their lives, which is what we're going to be discussing today. So welcome to the show, Renee. I'm glad to have you here.
Thanks for having me, Scott.
Yeah, absolutely. So why don't you tell us a little bit more about yourself and your background?
I will. So I'm the founder and CEO of a company called Adventures of Wisdom. And for the last 10 years, I've been leading a movement to bring life coaching to kids. And I've certified many hundreds of coaches in over 30 countries to bring mindset skills to children. So it's really helping them develop those mindset skills for confidence, self-esteem, resilience, and self-leadership so they can navigate those ups and downs of growing up. They can go for it in life and just really be who they were meant to be in the world. And I'm also a mom. My kids, I've got a son and daughter, they're twins and they're 20 years old. So empty nester and been on this journey and just really honored to be able to be here and share some of these kind of tips and advice and just have this conversation with those who have children in their lives and supporting, you know, everything that we're going to talk about. It doesn't just work for kiddos. It works for us grownups too. We just happen to put things in a format that help children really be able to navigate the ups and downs of life.
Right. Because I've noticed with my own kids, they're just little people, you know, they haven't had the life experiences. They haven't grown the way the rest of us have and everything. And when you explain things in a way that's age appropriate to them, they tend to get it. And it's really just taking the same principles, the same concepts, and making it accessible to them in a language that they'll understand based on their maturity level and where they are in their life and their journey, right? And so I think this makes a whole lot of sense. And especially with dealing with these kids who have a lot going on in their lives. They're frequently moving, perhaps, you know, their parents are going from one duty station to another every couple of years. They have to make a whole new set of friends every time they move. And all of these things that they're dealing with is rather difficult. And a lot of times that kind of thing just gets glossed over. And we've had a couple episodes on this podcast that focused on military children and things like that, things that dealt with their education and how to help them through deployments and stuff like that. We never really got too deep into this topic. And I really want to see how we can help bring up these kids in a way that basically make them more resilient and able to bounce back when difficult situations come their way. So let's talk a little bit about how you got into all of this. So what happened really to make you want to bring these mindset skills that you teach the kids to bring that to them?
Oh, I love to share about that, Scott. I mean, decades ago when I graduated from college, I discovered the world of personal development. And I remember thinking to myself, why didn't I learn this when I was a kid? It made no sense to me that the life coaching world and the personal development world both focuses on grownups when the core thoughts and beliefs that shape who we are and what we think is possible for our lives are formed when we're really young. And I knew that I wanted my kids to one day learn these skills and became an expert in personal development and was able to develop a very successful corporate career, happy, fulfilling relationships. And when my kids were young and I was ready to teach them mindset skills, I couldn't find anything out there. You know, there's some things on how to get my kids to behave. There's a few things on character development, but nothing on mindset development. So I started working with my kids when they were young. And, you know, sometimes it seemed a little lectury or kind of boring. I didn't want my kids rolling their eyes every time I opened my mouth. So I started writing stories. And that's really when the magic happens, Scott, because they not only love the stories, they were really getting the concepts. And from there, my vision grew. And at the time, I was vice president of marketing for a company here in Austin, and very fulfilling career. But I was being pulled to bring this work to children. I knew that it was so powerful. I could see the difference in my own family. I knew it could help other children as well. And that's when I retired from my corporate job. I was fortunate enough to be able to take a year off and complete the curriculum and launched Adventures of Wisdom. That was about 12 years ago. And we got into certified coaches quite by accident, because I had life coaches for adults, counselors, therapists, educators coming to me wanting to use my work in their work. And I thought, well, that's a great idea, because I knew they'd be able to reach children that I would never be able to reach. And that's kind of how it all happened. And I'm just so honored we have so many people around the world who are using our work to help empower children and really help them navigate the challenges in life so they can be who they were meant to be in the world.
Yeah, and there's so many different personalities and different quirks with each kid that sometimes you might be talking to a kid and they might be acting out. It might seem like they're acting out in one way in one situation that, you know, especially if you have multiple kids, you might be like, okay, well, we went through the same situation with our older kid and our younger kid is acting in a completely different way. Like, what's going on with this kid? And, you know, is there something wrong with them or whatever? But it may just be how they handle the stress of whatever the situation is. Learning new things. I know with my kids, they all react to learning in a different way. So my oldest he's actively looking for new ways to learn new things. Like, he just is one of those kind of kids. He just wants to learn everything. And then, you know, we have other kids and they just react differently to, you know, even educational type challenges and stuff like that. So I think each situation is going to be unique for each kid, but you have the tools that will help to process some of this stuff. So how does this whole process work with the kids?
Yeah. So at the beginning, you had mentioned the fact that, you know, children, you know, learn differently and, you know, they process differently than as adults. And the way that, coaching kids is very different from coaching adults. And the reason for that is brain development. You know, children don't have the full frontal lobe development that adults have. So critical reasoning, the life experience that you mentioned, they don't have that. So that's one of the reasons why, as part of our coaching curriculum, we use stories. I call it coaching stories, to help lay down a foundation of knowledge about these different mindset skills for kids. So we have something called the story coaching process. So we start with a story. It's written in a fable format, and it helps children understand what the situation, or see a situation that they might face in their own lives, and how mindset skills are used to solve that particular situation. So we have the story, then we have discussion questions that are child friendly. We have activities such as art projects, sometimes it's games, to really support children in experiencing these skills. And then we have a view sheet that the child can take home and continue the conversation with the parent. And of course, we check in as well. So it's a whole curriculum and a whole process for supporting children and developing these skills. And we help them develop 27 different mindset skills to support in the areas of like confidence, resilience, going for their goals, and all of it. And navigating those challenges of building resilience. But all of this too is we're teaching them the brain science behind why these mindset skills work. So it's one of the reasons why it's so powerful.
Yeah, it seems like that is the approach that should be taken with this type of thing, especially with kids, because like we were saying earlier, that's what they would relate to more, as opposed to like you're saying with your own children, if you were to just start lecturing them, they'd gloss over and they've rolled their eyes at you. And it's like, I'm not going to listen to this, mom, you know, that type of thing. And that's not obviously what you want. You want them to be engaged. You want them to take the message and kind of internalize it. And, you know, I think anyone who is a parent has probably seen something like this with some of even like the cartoons that the children watch. It's, you take a principle or some sort of, you know, be nice to others type of thing like that. And you tell it in a story that shows like pros and the cons and all these different things. And you show it in this cartoon, but it's something that's engaging to them and that helps them to learn. And it seems like that's pretty much exactly what you're trying to do, is just creating these stories in a way that the kids are going to understand the message that's being delivered better than they would, you know, sitting in a classroom with a PowerPoint presentation or something like that, right?
Absolutely, because it gives them a chance to learn how to navigate life in a way that's not threatening. So we've seen the situation based on the situations that characters are facing. And then with the coach's engagement and helping create the safe space, the coach supports the child in applying it to their own lives. It's one of the reasons why we use live coaching as opposed to putting our content like in videos or apps. That's very passive. And for kids, yeah, they might pick up a few things by watching something passive. But when they're working with a live coach and they have the opportunity to really see how these skills work and then apply it to their own lives, it is so incredibly powerful. It is transformational for children. And I just am so in awe with the results our kids, our coaches are getting with children.
Yeah, I'd like to actually talk to you about some of these results and what it is that you're seeing as far as the benefits go to the children who are going through this program.
Oh, I'd love to share that. So one example, we actually have a great case study on our website, a little boy named Tyler. He was about 10 years old at the time. He was going through coaching. And his parents reached out to one of our coaches because Tyler was really struggling with his confidence and his self-esteem. And one of his goals was to meet new friends. He lived in a high-rise apartment building. He would sit at the window and he'd look out at the playground and see boys playing, and he wanted to play with them, but he was just terrified. He didn't know how to go about making friends. And the coach worked with him, you know, using our curriculum. And one of the things we do are teaching confidence and supporting children and learning how to stretch outside of their comfort zone, because all of our dreams live outside of our comfort zone. And the only way to build confidence is to move outside of those walls. And so he was on, the coach assigned him what we call a stretch activity, to stretch outside of his comfort zone. And his stretch was to go to a coffee shop and to introduce himself to five different grownups and to ask them something about themselves so he could learn something about them. In fact, we have a picture of Tyler on our website as he was going through his stretch. And the coach was there and his mom was there as well as Tyler was doing this. And what was so amazing is that Tyler became very comfortable within just the first couple of grownups that he talked to. And after that, he started building his confidence, but he also started putting himself on his own stretches. So he would identify things that made him uncomfortable and he would go intentionally do that in order to help build his confidence. And so the great news is he did wind up introducing himself to those boys and making some friends. And it's just such a powerful story. And it shows you just the power of mindset skills and how sometimes our fears are so much bigger in our mind than what they really are in actual life. But it's having that courage to step outside of our comfort zone and take action and break through those limiting beliefs.
Yeah, and our minds can be our own worst enemies sometimes, where we just make these situations out to be so much bigger than they actually are, that so much worse than they need to be. And we end up preventing ourselves from accomplishing the things that we want to do. We can't meet our goals, making new friends, even, you know, something as simple as that, you know, talking to other kids that you don't necessarily know, right? And I could see how this could be something extremely beneficial to those children who are moving every couple of years. They're going to new schools, they're having to make new friends and everything, always maybe feeling like the outsider, not having friends and everything. And, you know, how could those kids just get that confidence to just go up to anybody and just say, hey, you know, let's hang out, let's go play, let's go do something, right? And like that would be extremely powerful for a lot of these military kids who are hopping around from one place to another, right?
Absolutely. And one of the core things or mindset skills that shape what we think is possible for ourselves is how we talk with ourselves, is our self-talk. And every moment of every day, we're saying something to ourselves, either verbally or through our thoughts, and it's either building us up or it's tearing us down. And for these children, it might be that no one wants to be my friends. They're all friends. They've known each other for years. I'm the outsider. It's the negative messages that keep them from stepping outside of their comfort zone and introducing themselves and making new friends as well. And Self-talk is such a powerful mindset skill. This is actually a story, or we call it a skill book, but it's a story that we give away for free on our website. So that's something I invite all of your listeners, if they're interested in helping children develop the skill of positive self-talk, to visit our website and go download that free story and start, you know, download today, have story time tonight and start working on building that skill. And it's a powerful skill, not just for our kids, but for us grownups too. You know, we're constantly needing to support ourselves in anything that we're doing and stretching outside of our comfort zone so that we can achieve our goals.
Yeah. And sometimes, and I don't want to knock the military parents here at all, but sometimes when you have a parent who is in the military, you have someone who has a pretty strong personality, and that might not work quite as well in terms of building confidence in somebody if they're feeling almost intimidated, like mom or dad is this superhero almost, and will I ever live up to that level of whatever they are, and you know, whatever they've created in their mind of who their parents are. And that could be a confidence crushing type thing as well. Not intentionally, obviously, no parent wants that for their children, but unintentionally, that could be something that ends up happening. And so, yeah, definitely, you know, take a look at some of those stories and see, you know, if you can, you know, help your children out, especially if it seems like they are lacking in that confidence area, where maybe you as the parent are super confident in yourself and the things that you're doing with your career, with your life and everything. You just are got the aura of confidence around you, but your children may not. So it may be helpful to kind of break it down in a way that they're going to understand a little bit better, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We want children to see their own superhero inside of themselves. And that is something that it's skills. They're skills that can be developed. A lot of people don't realize that self-esteem is a skill. Confidence is a skill. Resilience is a skill. Of course, achieving goals is a skill as well. And just by default of being in the military and being successful, military folks have, professionals have to stretch outside of the comfort zone. They have to achieve. They have to go, go, go. And it can be intimidating for children because they're comparing themselves to someone who's been trained and put themselves in that situation over and over again. And for children, it's just a matter of them being trained in a little bit different way, a more positive and supporting way, to be able to learn how to do that themselves as well.
Right. Yeah. We're not trying to get a drill sergeant in there screaming in their face or anything like that. That's going to be probably counterproductive in terms of building the confidence in a child. But you do want to present them with some challenges in their life to push them outside of their comfort zone. Not challenges like you might experience in the military necessarily, but challenges that are just a little bit more than what they're comfortable with. And see their confidence and their self-esteem rise as they accomplish those goals, right?
Absolutely. I mean, for me, one of my fears growing up is a fear of heights. And I was a tough kid. I was a tomboy. You know, I always saw myself as a tough kid. But heights scare the crap out of me. And, you know, some of my most embarrassing, humiliating moments as a child was once a year, summertime, we're at the pool. I get up the nerve to climb up to jump off the high dive. Well, with the high dive, with the roll, the pool was, if you go up, you have to jump off. Scott, there were a couple different times, a couple different years in a row, I was up there and I would cry until they let me come down. And for me, that was beyond humiliating because it was not at all in alignment with how I saw myself. And heights really was something that kept me feeling small in the world for a long, long time. And it actually wasn't until I was older as a grown-up that I started learning and I discovered the world of personal development and how to build confidence. And I started working on this. So started with climbing ladders, then did a zip line. And so I'm not a huge fan of heights. I even jumped off of a high dive, but it's not terrifying for me anymore. It doesn't hold me back in life anymore. But it's if I had realized as a child that maybe I could start not by going up 10 feet up in the air and jumping off, but you know, start with little stretches, then I probably would have been able to conquer that. And these are all skills. And when children are developing them with a loving, supportive environment of a grown up, whether it's a parent or a coach that's supporting them and stretching and developing these skills, they can really soar in life.
Yeah, and I think you brought up an important point with how you, I don't want to say overcame the fear of heights. You've gotten comfortable with heights as opposed to totally
kind. It's terrifying anymore.
Right.
I don't know if I'd still say I'm comfortable, but at least it's not terrifying to the point where, you know, I will jump.
It's not moving you to tears at this point,
exactly,
right?
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
So, but the important point I think you brought up is taking those small, like baby steps to get yourself to the point where you were comfortable enough that you could go up onto the high dive without completely freezing and not knowing what to do and panicking. And so when parents are trying to help their children push outside of their comfort zone, I think that aspect of it is the important part to pay attention to. Don't just, let's just use the swimming pool, you know, analogy here. Don't just push them into the deep end and have them, you know, in way over their heads before they're comfortable with even being around water, for example, right? It could be any number of things, but start with small steps and, start talking to like the child that you were talking about who didn't have friends and was, you know, hoping to make friends one day. There were small steps that he took in order to get to that point where he felt comfortable enough to go and hang out on the playground and talk with some of those people and try to make some friends that way. But it wasn't like day one, just go out and do it, because, well, that's terrifying to a kid, right? And you don't want to do that because that will probably push them away from whatever that goal is more than you want them to, right?
I think you're right about that. And the other thing I think that's important, Scott, when we see our kids struggling with something like that, is to realize, is to separate our children and what they're experiencing from ourselves. It's, for example, you know, me crying up on the high dive is not a reflection of my parents not being good parents helping me develop confidence. And sometimes parents can be really embarrassed because they have the shy kid or the child sitting on the sidelines and they feel like, oh, well, this is a reflection on me. It's not. We need to separate who we are and our results as parents from what our child is experiencing and remove that judgment, look at the facts of the situation, and then do what we can to support our children in developing their confidence. Because I've never met a child who wants to be shy. I've never met a child who wants to sit on the sidelines or who doesn't want to have friends. They just don't know how, or sometimes they've built up this fear in their mind so big that they don't know how to overcome that either. And the good news is that it can be overcome. It's just a matter of developing some skills.
Yeah. And, you know, just as another example of how those skills can be developed, I used to be pretty shy myself. I mean, I never liked talking to groups of people. I never wanted to get into public speaking or anything like this. Now I host a podcast, but you know, I started off going to these meetup groups where there was maybe 5, 10 people, maybe 15 people there. And it wasn't a huge group, but I'd give a short talk, a half hour, 20 minutes, something like that. And at first it was terrifying. It was like, this is the last thing I want to be doing right now, but I kind of forced myself to do it, push myself out of the comfort zone. And since then, I've talked to rooms full of hundreds of people, and this podcast, you know, reaches however many people it does every week, you know, and granted right now it's just you and me talking, but still it's something that, you know, before I probably would have had a lot of anxiety over even having this conversation, knowing that it would have been out in front of a whole group of people like that. But, you know, at the end of the day, I took those small steps to get myself to that point where I was comfortable with it. And I think the same type of thing applies even to children who are out there who have, you know, anxiety about different things and aren't comfortable with things like making friends or whatever the case may be, right?
Absolutely. You're absolutely right about that, yes.
Yeah. So how does this type of coaching that you do, how does this differ from something like therapy or counseling?
Oh, I'd love to answer this question because it's so important for parents to understand. So if you look at mental health on a spectrum, on one end, you have mental wellness. Then on the other end, you have mental illness. Counselors and therapists focus on the mental illness side, and they move in towards the middle. So it's really supporting in assessing and treating children who are really struggling with different mental type issues. life coaches, they're focusing on the mental wellness side. It's so very proactive. You can think of it as prevention. So we are proactively supporting children in developing their self-esteem, in developing their confidence, and learning how to set and achieve their goals, and learning how to build resilience so they can bounce back from those situations that they might face, and learning the brain science behind why these skills work so they can believe that it's going to work for them as well. So it really is on the prevention side. Our coaches aren't here to replace parents. They're part of a parent's team. And in some cases where children are needing some additional support, maybe they've experienced some trauma, or maybe there's, you know, really, maybe they someone's died in their family, or maybe a divorce is a really, really bad situation. Sometimes our coaches are part of a child's team where you have the parent, a counselor, a therapist, as well as a coach that are all supporting that child and getting back to being mentally healthy. But that's really the way to look at it. Our coaches, whenever something is getting beyond their skills to handle, then they will refer out to a mental health professional. And then some of our coaches are counselors and therapists who wanted to be able to support children more on the prevention side, which is why they added coaching to the work that they're doing with children as well.
Yeah. So they have kind of the full spectrum of, you know, exactly, everything from the mental wellness to the mental illness side of things. So that way, no matter what comes their way, they're going to be able to handle that exactly. type of thing yeah. with their clients. And so that makes sense. I'm glad that you clarified that, because, you know, I want to make sure that the listeners who are out there understand that this isn't necessarily saying, you know, your kid needs therapy or anything like that, because, you know, it's very normal for a child to lack in something like self-confidence or mm-hmm. self-esteem and that type of thing. It's very normal because, you know, they haven't had those challenges or those experiences yet. And so they may just not know how to handle them. And so, you know, if we can work with those kids and push them outside of their comfort zone a little bit to experience some of these things, you know, not intentionally creating unnecessarily or unreasonably difficult situations for them, but creating situations that they can basically test their skills and get those skills under their belt. I think that's really a great way to go. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, and it's interesting because Scott, sometimes children might be really confident in one area of their life, but not others. So for example, the child might be really confident academically, but if they're on a sports field, fall apart, or if they're in a play, school, if you're acting, then they don't do well, or if there are social shit situations, they don't do well. Same thing with someone who might be a really great athlete. They may lose their confidence when they're in the classroom. So what we want to do is support children in developing their confidence in all areas of their lives.
Right, exactly. And that way you get a more well-rounded overall person that you're raising, and you help them to find their strengths, even though they may not feel like they are strong in a certain area, say academically. They may be a great athlete, but they may feel like they're not that strong academically. And they may just say to themselves, oh, I'm dumb. I'm stupid. I don't know how to do this. And that's just how it is. And, you know, maybe with just a little more effort, they will be able to discover that, hey, maybe I'm not all that dumb after all. Maybe I'm actually pretty smart. I just didn't realize it yet because I didn't put in the right amount of effort. And so helping them find that confidence in themselves will help to push them to succeed in multiple areas of their lives. But I know that this type of thing is going to help out a lot of military families, especially with young children who are struggling, whether it's from the moves that they do every few years or a parent being deployed to a dangerous area. These things happen, and it's a difficult thing. And we want these kids to be resilient. We want them to have the tools in their toolbox to be able to face these challenges, whether they're challenges that they see coming for, you know, a year down the road. Maybe their parent knows that they're going to be deployed, for example, you know, a year from now, and the kid knows about it. It's going to happen. You know, how do they deal with that? Or even something more unexpected, like a loss of a loved one, you know, a loss of their parent. Maybe they were killed in action or something along those lines. You want them to be able to bounce back from those, obviously grieve in a healthy way, but to be able to be resilient and deal with these situations. And I want to give you the opportunity to let people know where they can go to get in touch with you and find out more about what you do. So that way, if they're finding that their children are struggling in any of these areas, that maybe something that you offer could help out in that situation.
Oh, I'd love to share. And, you know, Scott, if there's a parent who's listening and they're really intrigued and thinking, wow, I'd love to get some additional support for my child, I invite you to go to our website. It's adventuresandwisdom.com. We have a tab that says for parents. And from there, we have a form called Connect with a Coach. You could just fill out the form, say, hey, this is the situation. This is how I'd like coaching. This is the result we're looking for. And then our coaches can respond to you and you can see if anyone is a good fit for supporting your children. So that's one way to get some additional support for your children. If you just want to see what this is all about, same thing on the website. You have a tab that says free story. That's where you can get that story on developing positive self-talk. And I encourage everyone to go do that, whether you're interested in coaching for your child or not. It's just such a powerful skill. That's one of the reasons why we give it away for free. Powerful skill, not only for our kiddos, but for us grown-ups as well. And if anyone's listening and you're intrigued, you think, wow, I really want to support children in this way, we have a tab that says be a coach. And we invite you to learn more about our coaching program, see if it's something that could help you do your work in the world, because our children never need our support more than they do right now. And especially children of military families. I mean, they have so much going on in their lives, so much change is beyond even what children of non-military families are going through. And just being able to have that expertise and that understanding from living it and bringing these coaching skills to children of military families, I just think it'd be so powerful. So I invite you to check us out.
Yeah, especially if for any of the listeners, if you work in this area or know someone who works in the area of maybe some of the family readiness centers or things like that on the various military installations around the country, even around the world, you know, I'm sure that this type of program would be more than welcomed by the military families who are taking advantage of those services that are available. So yeah, definitely check out the website. I'll have that link in the show notes. And you know, Renee, it's been a pleasure speaking with you. I really appreciate you taking the time to come on and everything that you are doing to help out the kiddos that are out there and especially how it can help out these military families. So thank you.
Well, thanks for having me, Scott. Thank you so much for your service. And for those that are listening who are part of the military family community, thank you for your service as well.
Thanks for listening to the Drive On podcast. If you want to support the show, please check out Scott's book, Surviving Son, on Amazon. All of the sales from that book go directly back into this podcast and work to help veterans in need. You can also follow the Drive On podcast on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, YouTube, and wherever you listen to podcasts.